News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's rare when the Brazos County Commission does not cast a unanimous vote, but it happened twice this morning. There were 3-2 votes on two of the 28 amendments to next year's budget. Most of the debate preceded approval to add a deputy constable in the Precinct 3 office based across from Texas A&M on George Bush Drive. Irma Colley was ready to approve the request without giving County Judge Dwayne Peters the opportunity to speak.
It's my understanding that this is a request for personnel.
That's correct.
And with that, we're talking staffing, following the constitutional duties. Okay. And I'm okay with that. So I vote in favor, and I call for the question.
Well, we won't have the question until we get through with the discussion.
I'm calling for
I'm sorry, but the county judge will not, until we get through with the discussion, we won't take a vote on it. I'm not through with the discussion yet. 53% of the budget is made up of personnel. And, I mean, every year we have numerous requests for personnel, and what I do when I try to put that budget together is I look at all the individual requests and then try to balance it with everything that has been asked countywide. And nearly every year there's requests that probably may be justified, but they're not funded. I mean, I can tell you, you know, three that I can think of right offhand in this year's budget. One was Road and Bridge. They requested an inspector to check culverts and roads as they're being built. And I think it's a legitimate need and was justified. But at some point, you've got to cut things off, and I did not plug that in the budget. Tax office had a request for a person, and I felt like it was justified. I really did. But I didn't plug it in the budget because, again, you have to cut off at some point. Sheriff's office had a deputy, a patrol deputy, or actually they had two put in the budget. I felt like the request was justified and needed. They're the 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week department, and I felt like they were justified. I didn't plug them in because at that point I wasn't sure where we were going to be in the budget. I know it's coming up next, and I'm willing to support that change. But I can tell you that during the budget hearings I passed out, the workload, I mean, I'm the only person on the court that's got firsthand experience in what a constable does, their duties and their responsibilities. I spent 10 years as a constable, and I passed out during budget hearings a number of the years of annual reports of the things that we did as constable while I was constable. And if you took a look at that, you would see, I believe, that the workload that we had and did back when I was a constable was much heavier than what the workload is for Constable 3. I think it's because it's scheduling. I mean, that's the sort of thing we did. We did lots of work. I don't believe it's justified to put this position in there. There's a lot of things that I could go on about, but I think it's the wrong thing to do. I think it's adding up to staff that's not necessary, and I don't believe that's what the taxpayers want us to do. I believe that the taxpayers expect us to hold the line where there's not a valid need, and I don't see a valid need, and I've been there, I understand it. So I'm opposed to the addition of this position, and now if we want to call for the question now, I'll accept that.
There were additional comments from Brazos County Commissioner Irma Colley.
There is no car budgeted, nor do I expect the JP to come back in this budget year or next asking for a car for this particular person. I am in favor of hiring the manpower to allow the JP constable to man his office. I am empowering him to fulfill his constitutional duties to Brazos County, and I will expect nothing less.
Commissioner Cawley also responding to comments from Commissioner Sammy Catalina.
I don't think that's taking care of the tax dollars of Brazos County residents like it should be taken care of.
Well, if we have any constable that does not have the manpower to fulfill the duties that are constitutional.
How do you know they don't have the manpower to fulfill
those
duties?
I'm going by the elected official. We have the citizens of JP3 elected this person, and he reported to us. I realize that you, my fellow county commissioners, court members, have a lot more experience in the field of the constable's position. But today and during the entire process, the elected official has come to us with the request.
Commissioner, you're in Precinct 4. You know, you have a high crime rate in Precinct 4. We're
Sir,
talking about a deputy in Precinct 3. I have a high crime rate in Precinct 2.
Yes.
If I'm going to add $100,000 or $70,000 or whatever, I'm going to put the Sheriff's Department where I know they're patrolling all the counties.
I'm not disputing that, Commissioner. I'm simply saying in this particular case, I think it is warranted. And I'm not, as you have mentioned, I am not the commissioner of Precinct 3. However, as a commissioner, I think it's important that I look at the needs of the entire Brazos County as I represent the entire Brazos County and Precinct 4 in particular.
Commissioner Nancy Berry, who represents Precinct 3, supports the additional deputy over the opposition of County Judge Dwayne Peters, who's a former constable.
The county has grown significantly since you were constable, and I disagree with your assessment, but that's my opinion, and I respect yours.
It's workload. I mean, you look at workload, whether the county's growing or not, you look at workload.
County Commissioner Steve Aldrich, who also supported the additional deputy and Constable Precinct 3, called on all four constables to get together over the next year.
My desire, my hope would be, is coming up for next year's budget, that we have all four of the constables get together, give the commissioner's court an assessment of the workload, give us a directive that the four of them agree upon, and then come to us with a unified proposal as opposed to a differentiation between them, the citizens of Brazos County, that we are appropriately and judiciously using the public funds that we ask our community for in order to provide the best and highest level of efficient service for those needs.
Again, the county commissioners voting for the additional deputy constable in Precinct 3 were Nancy Berry, Irma Collins, Steve Aldrich. Voting no, County Judge Dwayne Peters and Commissioner Sammy Catalina. After the meeting, had an opportunity to visit with the constable in Precinct 3, J.P. Ingram. You'll hear what he has to say in the next half hour on News Talk 1620 WTAW.